We are playing Vampire the Masquerade. VTM only half romanticizes vampires, and a large portion of the game is about exploring just how much of a monster you're willing to become. Since this game deals with heavier issues than most games we tend to play on this podcast, I am issuing a content warning for the following subjects on basically every episode. Blood. Violence. Body horror. Abuse of all forms. Issues of consent. And torture. If you feel uncomfortable to listening to any of these subjects, please tread lightly, and we will not blame you if you skip this campaign. Thank you. So, last time, you guys took care of all your problems except one. You managed to get the Camarilla basically kicked out of Chicago. You convinced Fishface to leave. The rest of the Camarilla just sort of left after the Anarchs basically muscled their way in after Ward and Olsen were killed. You also managed to convince Malkavia Prime, hey, maybe your best chance of survival in order to eventually be eaten by the Malkavian Antediluvian is to be with us. And they were like, yes, it is. Congratulations, we're Anarchs now. And then you guys ran into Blue Screen, who was shot up pretty bad after running into the base of your good friend and definitely not person you want to murder, the Fennec. And he is basically hiding in a fairly sizable warehouse that he apparently bought somewhere around, like, it's sort of in a weird place between Humboldt Park and the United Center. So, what do?
Time to go fox hunting.
Let's gather the dogs.
Excuse me, they're called Gangrel?
Okay. Well, summon the Coterie.
Yeah. Party at Corey's place.
Well, come ignore the stains. I'd have somebody take your coats, but I am a little low on help right now.
Oh, that's right. Y'all need to first roll rouse checks.
I forgot. Oh, God, we have to do things in this game. Fuck.
Yeah.
I was just hoping you had forgotten.
I never make my rouse checks.
Core, you get hungrier.
Do not roll a zero. Good. Okay. I rolled a 10. I rolled so well, I should become less hungry.
No, that's not how it works.
It could be how it works if you want a coward.
Actually, there was a pretty big time jump. I would imagine that you would
have been able to... I'm at one hunger. I can't become less hungry.
Oh, okay. I thought you were... All right. I thought for some reason you had forgotten to erase hunger during that small time skip.
Could we all go down to one and then change based on the rouse checks we just did?
Yeah. So Core is only a 2. Anyway, I interrupted, I'm sorry.
Well, at least you get to avenge your shorthandedness tonight.
Yes, unless some manner of complete bullshit happens and he's some sort of Jackal, wolf, were-jackal? Fennec, were-Fennec? God damn it.
I get it. I don't have a follow-up.
A were-fox? I don't think I've heard of one of those.
Jackal-were?
Yeah. Shut
the fuck up, Colin.
No, it's an actual monster in D&D.
Okay.
Like a dumb monster.
It's a really dumb monster.
Fuck you, Gygax.
It's the opposite of a werewolf because the jackal turns into a man.
No, I'm not entertaining this discussion. I refuse. So, how are we going to handle this? I mean, if he can blow up Transformers somehow around his lair, I feel like we should have some countermeasures.
Right. Okay, so I know someone who can get a hold of some goodies for us. Kor, would you mind terribly if I summoned them here, or would you rather we meet somewhere else?
I don't see why I would mind. It's... I appreciate you asking, but it's fine, yes.
All right. And I will ask Anna to have Alex Darby come to Kor's place.
All
because
right.
Because we need to do some shopping.
Okay. So it takes a couple of hours for Alex to arrive, but they do eventually arrive. And since it's been a while for listeners, I'm going to describe them once again, just to be on the safe side. They are fairly tall. They're dressed in a nice suit tie. They have an eye patch over their left eye, long black hair in braid towards the end, and they hold themselves up quite distinguishedly. So they come with their big windowless van and park. There's probably like a parking garage or a driveway or something at Kor's place. So they park there.
Yeah, I thought Kor lived in a house.
He does. I'm pretty sure he does. I'm pretty sure he does. So like there's probably a driveway or something that you can open up the doors and not have the neighbors see the highly illegal armaments that they drive around. I mean, it's Chicago, but I don't think Chicago's going to be that lenient. But yes, Alex will come up and ring the doorbell.
Does Kor have a doorbell? A Kor bell?
You were banned from my house? Alright, so it's my house, I suppose. I should answer the door.
Alright, yep. Alex is standing there, and they give a bow, and they say... Hello, I was told to meet you here with some of my finest.
Indeed, we have a particularly nasty pest to squish.
Ah, well, it's Christmas Eve night. I hope you give them some nice stocking stuffers. This way, please. And they will lead you towards the back of their van. They open it up in a way that the neighbors won't be able to peek. And what do you guys want?
So, after like oohing and aahing at the display, I turn to Darby and just, well, our opponent's chiefly uses two tools. The lesser of them are firearms. Do you have anything we can use to deal with that?
Dealing with firearms is going to be tricky. The most I can offer you all is some body armor. And you are aware that they don't know that vampires are a thing. So they don't know that your body armor would not really help you at all. Like, body armor basically just turns aggravated damage into non-aggravated damage, and that does nothing for you, because most damage that you take is non-aggravated anyway.
Alright, well, we do have that front covered. We come with body armor. We're fine there. Sort of item 2B is fire. We expect our opponent to favor fire.
Let me see what I can dig up, and then they start scrounging around, and they pull out some jackets, and they say, this won't protect you 100%, but it should mitigate the damage quite a bit. Don't breathe it in too hard, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Yep.
And then our primary issue is that As absurd as it sounds, our target is a combat hacker.
I do not have stats for Darby, because Darby only shows up to provide you with weapons. But they sort of look at you.
Also a combat hacker.
No, they look at you, they raise an eyebrow, and they simply say, "Are you going fox hunting?"
We might be going fox hunting.
Oh, that is interesting.
I hope that doesn't sour relations between us.
Oh, no. I'm not his provider. I'm not sure who his provider even is. But if you are worried about what he can do with technology, and they move over to a box and they open it up, and inside there's like those those foam things where like it's cut out to the rough shape of like whatever's inside. There's a couple of weapons in there, and they like pull it up into a deeper compartment, and they pull out a couple of grenades, and they say, "Chaff grenades."
I've heard the term. I don't actually know what those do.
They are essentially filled
with... Also, I'm not the only one in the room, guys. I know I'm talking a lot, but I sort of took point on that because Abe was muting to cover up noise.
Clearly
wasn't saying anything.
Yeah, I don't have a lot to say. Like, the only thing I can think of that I really want to have is a chaff grenade of some sort, and we are getting those. I don't have a lot to say otherwise.
I got knuckles and armor. I basically got what I need.
Okay. So, in that case, they go, "Well, they're basically filled with little bits of light, metal, aluminum, and such that stays in the air, and it basically interferes with wireless signals."
Oh, yeah, that sounds exactly like what we need.
Now, it doesn't last forever, but I'm sure with some strategic use, you can get the best potential use out of them.
Excellent. Companions, anything else?
I can't think of anything that we need. We're relatively well equipped already.
Do you have better brass knuckles?
I smashed these two pieces with my gorilla strength.
They look at the condition that yours are in, and they will hand you a pair that looks exactly the same. They'll have the exact same stats, but they look newer, so they're nicer now.
All right.
And then they will hand you the bill, but you guys are well enough off that that you could afford them. You don't buy expensive weapons very often.
Literally once per campaign, we do this.
Also, if I had to imagine, we might be getting the Foxhound discount.
Not really. They just find it interesting that you're going fox hunting.
Okay, I got the impression that, like, the Fennec was a problem that Darby was excited for us to get rid of.
No, but okay. No. They're excited to hear that you're going after them. They won't particularly care one way or another which way it goes.
Okay, understood.
Now, here's the million-dollar question that I would like to posit. There is someone who had a couple fingers cut off a few weeks ago who probably would want to get in on this. Do you want to invite him?
Oh, that's a good fucking question.
Luke, would you like to commit murder?
I'll at least ask him. I will ask him. Just call him.
All right. He answers, and we'll fast forward the conversation a bit because hopefully the combat will take the bulk of the night. You ask him, "Hey, we're going after the fucker. Do you?" Immediately before you even finish asking the question, he's like, "I'm going. You can't convince me otherwise."
I would ask him, "What do you plan on bringing to acquit yourself in this combat scenario against a dude who is specifically hunting us?"
A couple minutes later, you get a picture of him that Malad took, he is wearing body armor and holding a shotgun.
What are your points in firearms, Luke Wood?
3.
Better than
well,
I
fuck
am.
Me. Fuck me then. What are your points in dexterity, Luke Wood?
2.
Still better than me, fuck.
Alright, it takes him a while to get over, probably because he... Actually, no, he probably wouldn't be selling drugs on Christmas Eve. That's sort of... I feel like he wouldn't do that sort of thing.
Hey, somebody's got to get Christmas gifts somehow.
Luke doesn't sell drugs on Christmas Eve. He gives them away.
His busiest night of the year is Halloween.
But he shows up a little while later.
Takes him weeks to sneak all the drugs into the candy, but he works at it, damn it.
I'm glad he said exactly what I was thinking, Abe.
Anyway, he shows up and he rings the doorbell. By now, Alex has left because they wouldn't want to stick around to wait for your friend to come over. He seems to be fairly well equipped. So, y'all are ready and prepared?
We kind of have our tactics that we discussed last week post-session and are not going to discuss again because Colin wants to be surprised by them.
I do. Hold on, I forgot to roll a rouse check for Luke. Okay, he does not get hungrier.
When you live with your primary source of blood, I feel like...
It doesn't really matter, but also at the same time, it's nice to know.
Yeah, that's not a luxury I've enjoyed lately. Alright, Foxhounds. We know our address.
It's not even that long of a drive. You probably still want to drive because you're concealing weapons, but it's not that long of a drive.
Yep.
He's literally 1, 2, like 4 blocks away. He's like 4 blocks away.
Those are what you call dogs that hunt foxes.
I know, but I can't not think of Metal Gear Solid now.
I know, that's why I keep saying it.
So, the building that you're looking at is like a red brick building, 4 stories tall. It's actually got a fire escape down the front, which is currently pulled up. And there are 2 front-facing entrances. And it's next to, like... It's next to some other business called Kelly Systems Incorporated. Not sure what they do, but it's right there. And there's a bunch of fogged-up windows there as well. You can't really see in them too clearly, so there's no way of being able to scout out that way unless you start breaking them. But aside from that, you're kind of next to a busy highway. I will rule that somewhere behind the building there is parking that you guys can go to. But that would probably be pretty obvious the minute you started stepping out, like, in the parking lot, what you guys are about to do to anybody inside.
I can't believe the Fennec is indulging in the dank kush inside of his warehouse. I feel like we should let the stealthy boy take the lead.
Yeah, I agree. I think because I assume that there's security cameras around here, it would be nice to have our entrance be as quiet as possible for as long as possible.
Okay.
Alright, so I guess I'm sneaking in.
Alright, do you have Ghost in the Machine? Because that would probably be very helpful.
How many experience points would I need to get that?
I think 15. Let me double check. I think it's a 3rd level thing.
I have 11.
Oh, I have that page literally open. Yes, it's 15.
Okay, yeah, you would need 15 in order to get it.
Yeah, I don't have that much left over after the blood potency upgrade.
I could get Ghost in the Machine, funny enough.
it's not required. It would just make it easier.
Yeah.
So let me see. Does Unseen Passage affect electronics?
No. Ghost of Machine does, which is why it's a specific power. For the most part, Obfuscate does not work on machines unless you have Ghost in the Machine.
I have to rely on good old sneaking around.
Yup. So go ahead and roll.
I will activate Silence of Death, though, because that's free.
Okay.
Ganbare. Corsan.
Right. Go ahead and roll Dexterity plus Stealth.
Well, I'd like to make an investigation. Try to spot as many cameras from the outside before I, you know.
Okay. Then, Intelligence plus Investigation.
Hey.
Oh, hey, okay. You got 5 successes. Yeah, you can spot. There's definitely a couple cameras, and pretty much every conceivable entrance is covered by one, including the back windows. However, the back windows can't all be covered at the same time, so you do see one camera just going back and forth between the ones that it can see, and that. But like every back entrance is covered by a camera.
Time that rear window then. Dun 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 dun.
Alright, so go ahead and roll.
I believe in you.
Dexterity plus Stealth. Give yourself a plus 2 for having scouted out where the cameras are.
Okey dokey. I'm going to re-roll that.
Okay. Keep in mind that is technically 5 successes, but it is also on the hunger dice, so you got a messy critical. So you can't undo the messy critical. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Because you can't reroll hunger dice.
5 successes is pretty good, but
5 successes is pretty good, and I'm rolling with Ashton's stats to see if he sees anything through the cameras. So you might want to get more successes. It is a contested roll.
Yeah, I'll reroll 6 successes now.
It's a good number. That's not easy to beat.
Okay. Yeah, you got 6 successes. So you managed to sneak in, or you managed to sneak up to one of the windows while it is, while the camera is not focused on you. You don't know, though, if he's seen you through any hidden cameras or whatever, but I can tell you right now, you feel like you didn't get caught.
I feel like I didn't get caught.
You feel like you didn't get caught.
I feel like I haven't been caught yet, says guy about to be caught.
So, yeah, you can get to the window and maybe even open it up. They're not going to rig the windows to go off with alarms. I'm going to tell you that much right now. Like, you're
well, they
good
should
enough.
Have.
Well...
Fool that you are, little fox, that you did not account for this.
Alright. So, yeah, you can get in. Now, the question is, what do you want to do about the camera so you can get the others in without being spotted?
Well, if I cut the power, he's going to know we're here just instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that would also, like, disarm a lot of his bullshit. Just like the whole building didn't have power anymore.
Yeah, but what if he has, like, a panic room where he can just lock himself in and wait us out?
He can't wait you out. You don't need to eat.
Morning, motherfucker.
Oh, true. Morning, motherfucker.
That's my big concern. Trying to think of other ways. I could set a small fire. Then he would have to deal with that.
Hold on. Let me roll something for Luke real quick to see if he would think of this particular idea.
Oh, right. Luke is here.
Yeah, that I just thought of.
Hey, Luke, do you have any cool potions for us tonight?
Let me see if he has the intelligence plus...
Did Luke ever make my cool speed potion?
Yeah, we'll say that he made your cool speed potion.
Cool. Thank you.
He's like... I don't have any cool potions for you, but I do have this. And he just holds up, like, spray paint. You can just spray paint the fucking cameras.
I mean, that's also going to be obvious that somebody is here.
Yeah, but it won't trigger any alarms that the
How is he talking? Oh wait, like technology exists.
Yes, technology
we
exists.
We have like phones and shit.
Yeah, he's like, but it won't send off any. It won't hopefully set off any alarms that the power's been cut. And if he can't, and if that doesn't go off, he might not be looking through that particular camera. There's a lot of cameras. I doubt he can watch them all at once.
I still think setting a small fire would be the best bet. I mean, it's not unreasonable that something could break and catch on fire in here. There's a lot of lithium going on. You'd have to come out and deal with that.
Kor, the moment you start thinking about using fire, I need you to roll me a fairly easy frenzy test.
Oh, that's right. Fire.
Fire.
Fire bad.
I forgot about fire bad. All right. So am I just hitting the frenzy button here?
Yeah, you're just hitting the frenzy button.
Cool. Is it not?
Oh, it doesn't do it automatically?
I have to hit it a bunch.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, it was going to be fairly easy, but you just thinking about using fire, the beast is like, what? No, are you fucking insane? Stop that. No. Bad. And you're like, it's fine. I'm not going to be in the fire.
Fire can be harnessed for our own use, beast.
Don't worry, it will be somebody else's fire, not ours. Or rather, it'll be our fire.
How do we deal with, like, candles?
You don't need to use them because you have night vision.
But, like, I know that some of these motherfuckers are all really into the vampire thing and they want the spooky atmosphere of, like, dozens and dozens of candles.
How do they
handle that?
They don't. Actually, the beast would be like, no, candles are stupid. That's fire. You can see in the dark. Stop this. Stop this silliness.
The aesthetic, beast. The aesthetic. I have to have, like, 100 candles all melting on a pipe organ that I am currently playing. This is super important.
Where are you setting this fire?
Somewhere not directly under a fire extinguisher. That looks far away from any, like, office areas of the warehouse.
Preferably to get something that'll, like, catch quickly and just burn, but not... isn't going to set the warehouse itself on fire.
Okay.
Like, something that would plausibly catch fire. Like, is that lithium batteries can explode?
Okay. Lithium batteries.
Maybe,
all right.
maybe it's piles and piles of jackets.
No. He only has the 3 that he's wearing.
And there's 6 dozen other that he keeps next to his oily rags and piles of lithium batteries.
His pile of iconic hats.
All right. So... roll me intelligence plus investigation to see if you can find something that would burn like that.
3.
It's not going to be perfect. Which is my way of saying it's not going to grant you any bonuses, but you're also not going to get any penalties. But like in a trash can nearby, you do find some like AA's that someone threw out.
Good enough.
Hey, Colin.
Hmm.
I totally forgot to spend some of my experience between sessions. Can I just spend it right now before we start anything up?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go for it.
And just putting in another dot to dominate and getting the forgetful mind.
Ah. That's the one where you can, like, completely just rewrite their memories, isn't it?
That's the one where I can use the fucking neuralizer on people, yes.
Okay. Because I know cloud memory is just, like, you forget a couple minutes, but forgetful mind... literally is like, no, these are your new memories now. I'm gaslighting you.
By uttering the phrase forget these, you can make the dominated victim forget the current moment as well as the last few minutes, enough to mask a superficial feeding or a chance meeting. No new memories are formed, and if pressed, the victim realizes they have a few minutes missing. I can gatekeep girl boss gaslight people now. That was cloud memory.
All right. So then, Kor, in order to set this on fire, first I am going to need another frenzy check because you are actively trying to set something on fire. The beast will not like that. It's going to be a little bit harder. That's a three. Yeah, you're fine. It's the beast is like, no, 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 and you're like, it's okay.
It's just a match, buddy. It's just a match. Calm down.
I have a plan. He's like, no, this plan is bad. This plan is very bad. No, no, I have a plan. No, it's a very bad plan. No, it's not. Shut up. And now I need you to roll me, let's say, intelligence plus larceny.
Okay. At 2 points in larceny.
Yeah. I think we've used larceny for arson before. Three. Yeah. Okay. Three.
It's right, got there arson in the name.
I successfully started a fire.
Yep. You've successfully started a fire. So it will get it so the cameras are nice and smoked up, so that way people can run in with some pretty major bonuses. So everyone who wants to run in real quick, roll me dexterity plus athletics at a plus 4.
Oh, okay. Thank God for that, because I was otherwise rolling a die.
I'm sorry, did you say plus 4?
Plus 4.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty good at that, actually, it turns out.
Yeah, of course. Luke's good. He gets in.
Oh, no.
Do you want to burn some willpower on that?
Yes, I... Oh, no!
Oh, no! Okay.
Wow.
0 successes on 8 dice total.
Alright, well...
Jonathan momentarily forgets that he has legs.
Well, time to roll 9 dice.
Oh, I forgot the hunger dice from Coors, the messy critical from Coors as well. You also get a messy critical, but you get 4, 5, 6, 7 successes on 9 dice.
Just a fucking Salem-shaped hole in the smoke.
What exactly are we rolling for?
To get in before the smoke disappears.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to figure out, one, how to deal with Jonathan's complete failure, and two, how to deal with Salem's messy critical. Here's how I'll deal with Salem's messy critical. Salem, as you're running past... you notice the fire, please roll me a frenzy check to not be afraid of the fucking fire. Tiny as it is, that could still kill you. It could still get out of control and kill you.
Hey, do we get...
You're fine.
I don't know if it... Okay. Just wondering if our asbestos jackets would, like, help with frenzy or anything of the sort.
No, no.
The beast is 100% irrational.
The beast, yeah, the beast doesn't know that, like, the beast... knows technically, yes, you're fire resistant, but fire resistant does not mean fireproof.
Yeah, okay.
So, and here's how I'm going to deal with Jonathan's complete and utter failure. Jonathan, you see, you're the last one to go. You see Luke bolt and make it. You see Salem run like the wind and leave a Salem shaped hole in the wall. Not really, but, So by the time you're done, psyching yourself up, the smoke is gone, and you're like, "Oh shit!" So you haven't been caught. I will not say that you have been caught, but now you need to figure out a way past the cameras.
Well, how about this? Salem has a gun. I presume they're going to use it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a gun.
I'll just wait for that.
Ah. You'll wait for the distraction.
I'll wait until shit's already popped off to enter.
Okay.
I'm also probably the least stealthy person in the room, and also the worst at fighting. So it's fine if I bring up the rear, TBH.
Yeah. Alright. Okay, so... as far as the other three are concerned, you are fairly certain you've made it in... unmolested, unseen. But the problem is that those are just the entry cameras. There are definitely probably more cameras in here. And as well, you see like the signs leading, like telling you, like, you know, hey, these are where these storage units are. not only are there storage units above, but there are also things below, and also the there's office and employee areas like up on the top of the building as well, up on the fourth floor. So
smile,
you don't,
you're on camera.
Yep, you don't know where he is. He has a ton of cameras, and you're in the lion's den. What do you do?
I feel like he's gotta be up. Like, dude does a lot of work with the internet, and I feel like he's gonna want, like, a clear Wi-Fi signal. I mean, a clear, like, cell signal so he can make phone calls. Okay. Nobody uses a fucking landline these days.
Does Core have any objections to that?
Nah. I'm just gonna, like, stay hidden until an opportunity presents itself, as I do.
Okay. So, I will also roll for Luke, because he is a part of this. As you are walking through, everybody please roll me Wits plus Awareness to keep an eye out for cameras.
I got 3 successes.
Got 4?
2 successes.
2 successes. Between everybody's successes, I will say that you managed to spot cameras before you start striding along confidently, so you managed to work around their pathing. But on the second floor, you run into an area where you absolutely would not be able to sneak past the cameras. They are just pointed in directions that just completely covered. You do have those chaff grenades, but at the same time,
chaff grenades are pretty obvious when they go off. They kind of explode.
Yeah.
I mean, there was already a fire started in here.
Anyone could have started that fire.
At some point, he's got to come out and put the fire out.
It's Chicago. The city is built on fires.
Half the point of the fire was that he would have to come out and physically put out the fire.
Okay, so there's just, a way up that is covered in all directions by cameras, huh?
Yes.
These cameras are probably, connected somewhere, but I wonder if it's further up.
You can roll...
Oh. This dude's gotta have, a physical internet connection somewhere, right? Why can't we just cut that?
Because we probably have to dig it up.
You could always roll intelligence plus technology.
Me know no technology. But I will roll it.
Okay.
2 successes.
2 successes. Honestly, you can't think of a way that you would be able to cut these without triggering some sort of alarm. It seems like a couple of these, it seems like not even all these cameras were here as part of the main building. He probably, when he bought the building, he probably installed a couple just so that way, hey, nobody can sneak up on me from this particular way. But Ape does also bring up a good point. Part of setting the fire was to get him down and to put it out. So you could just wait for him if you wanted.
I mean, I do feel like if we set a trap for him, that would be pretty good. Rather than trying to get through his hideout and all of his no doubt sinister traps, if we just lure him out.
Okay.
I mean, I'm good with just waiting him out. That was my plan.
Cool. I don't know what Luke's going to do, but both of us can, I think, sit still and just be invisible.
Luke can sit still and roll dexterity plus stealth, of which he has no pips in stealth, so hopefully his dexterity rolls go good. He got half as many successes as he does dice, which is to say, he only rolled 2 dice, he got 1 success. So, not the stealthiest. Now, if you roll things in secret, because I am a bastard.
Wait, what?
Hey, at least you're acknowledging it.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Yep. All right. And then he needs to roll that many dice.
Actually, now that he's physically in the room, I'd like to use Unseen Passage.
We don't know that yet.
If you want to try and figure out if he's in the room, please roll.
You could use it preemptively.
Yeah, you could also use it preemptively.
Have to wait till he's in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, it's a browse check, I think, to do. Let me double check.
Unseen Passage, I think, is a rouse check. If it's anything above a level 1, then it's usually a rouse
check. Yes, rouse.
You're hungrier.
That's right. Fine. I'll have an opportunity to eat here in a moment.
So, the good news is I'm giving you an opportunity to see him as he comes up, so please roll Wits plus Awareness. And
both of us?
And I'm also rolling one for Luke as well.
Luke just sounds, there he is, get him! Luke does not shout that, it turns out.
Oh, I got him.
No. You got a 5?
I got a 5.
Okay.
And 2.
Got 2. So, Core, it's barely audible. It is extremely barely audible, which is to say, you got the exact amount of dice that you needed. It was a difficulty 5 because I rolled 5 successes for his sneaking. You hear the shuffling of feet around a corner from the other side of the cameras. And then out pops the Fennec, and he's going to shoot Luke because he definitely perceived Luke with 3 successes to 1 versus 1 success. So hold on 1 second. Let me have the Fennec shoot Luke real quick.
Question, Colin, while you're rolling dice. Is the Fennec's gun silenced?
No.
Okay, so I'll
he's using a shotgun.
Oh.
He knows pistols do not hurt vampires very much. So, he rolled 4 successes on 10 dice. Luke is going to try and roll Dexterity plus Athletics. He's not going to take a penalty for being out in the open because he
has 10 dice to shoot gun.
Yep, he has 10 dice
Jesus
to shoot gun.
Fuck.
So let me roll. Okay. Luke's gonna burn a willpower there real quick. Oh no!
Luke has a bad day.
Luckily, Luke is wearing body armor.
Well, Luke is just immediately taken out of the fight. Not dead, just taken out of the fight, I guess.
No, he has body armor, and he has a surprising amount of health. Let's see, how much damage does a shotgun normally do? I need to find that on somewhere on like page 300 something.
Found it.
What page?
You want page 304.
Oh. Okay.
So 12 gauge shotgun.
Okay. Well,
Hold on, because it's either plus 3 or plus 4.
Shotgun at effective range.
Yeah, so if Luke is sufficiently far away, the damage goes down by 1.
Okay, yeah, so he is sufficiently far away. So that's 7. He is wearing a Kevlar outfit. He's not wearing SWAT military armor. Luke does not have SWAT armor. I'm sorry. So he does turn 4 of those 7 into subdual
Don't
damage.
Forget, halved.
Yes, that's right. So
7 divided by 2 is 3.5, rounds up to 4.
And then 4 of that is turned into subdual, which is all of it. Thank you. All right. So, Luke's shot pretty handily in the chest by a big shotgun. He does get a return shot, though, because that is just how combat works in this. So, he's also going to roll Dexterity, and so 3 hits, and then the Fennec is going to roll Dexterity plus Athletics at a minus 2 because he is out in the open. He had to pop out of cover to shoot the shotgun after all. 3, so he just turns it into normal shotgun damage values, and he also has some pretty good armor, so there's that. Alright. And at that point, the Fennec just sort of craps his back behind the wall.
Hey, Colin. Did I specify which celerity power I wanted Luke to make a potion for me of?
I think you did, but I forget what it was.
I'm just going to tell you, it was rapid reflexes.
Okay, yeah, you can go ahead and drink that now.
Yeah, I drink it. It's just a thing now. I don't know how long this lasts, but...
yummy. One scene. It is as the power.
Cool. Makes sense. Cool. I don't need cover to dodge bullets now.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you would like to do on your turn?
I'm going to shout at him.
Neener, neener.
Ashton, you had to know this was coming. You could just make this easy on the both of us.
Are you using your dimension power?
I might be.
Go ahead and roll it if you are. I was asking.
Okay, so it says it requires nothing more than a casual conversation. I don't know if that means he has to answer me or not.
Oh, okay.
Is the thing. I guess I'm going to have to ask you what you think.
You can have one-sided conversations.
I suppose.
Like, in real life, one-sided conversations are 100% a thing. I have to deal with them on a daily basis when I work sometimes.
I'm rolling Dementation.
Okay. What does he have to roll to resist that?
It's intelligence plus composure.
Okay.
I have 3 successes.
Not intelligence plus intelligence. That's just... No. He's got good stats, but he... Okay.
Well, I think he beat me.
Yeah, I think he beat you a little bit. It's a 3 against 6. All right. So, Kor, what do you want to do?
Well, I mean, I'm going to go with the plan. And I want to try and just jump on him and grapple him, because I imagine I'm considerably stronger than this normal person.
All right. You have to run across the... you have to run down the hall and around a corner to meet him. And he's not an unintelligent man. He has his phone in one hand and his shotgun in another. And he just quickly shifts so that way his... like the phone in his hand is like pressed up against the shotgun, so that way he doesn't break his arm shooting you. Are you going to attempt to attack him?
Attack his fucking gun.
Yeah, I'm actually just gonna rip the gun right out of his hand.
Okay, he is gonna get an attack on you while you do that. So please roll Dexterity plus Athletics at a minus 2 because you are not in cover.
Maybe I should have given Kor the potion.
So he gets 1 success on you, and you are definitely within close range, so that is a plus 4. So he deals 5 superficial damage to you. Cut in half, which is 2.5, 3. Rounded up is 3.
I can deal with superficial damage. I've been shotgun before, literally in the first game of this set, in this campaign.
Yeah. This guy's a lot better at it, though.
Yeah. But I remembered I have the jacket this time.
All right. So you're trying to rip the gun out of his hands. So go ahead and roll. I would say strength plus brawl, and he's also going to roll strength plus brawl. He's not that great at strength. So
I kind of figure he should be having to do it at a penalty.
Yeah,
because
he's not expecting
this.
He
just fired a shot. I feel like
that is a good point. I will give you that. He will roll at a minus 2, and he's probably gonna have to roll willpower if he wants to keep those
wow.
Not enough dice in the world, honestly. Not enough dice in the world.
I got 6.
No, he got 0. The most he could get is 5, because he would have to roll 3 10. He'd have to roll 2 tens and a success, and that would only bringing him up to 5. You rolled 6, so there's no way he can...
Get hacked.
Oh, yep.
I totally should have gone for his phone instead.
Oh, we have chaff for that.
So you rip the, shotgun out of his hands. And at that point, he starts backing up, and he's not keeping his eyes off of you, because that would just be the stupidest thing he could possibly do. He does bring out what appears to be one of those retractable batons at first, but when he snaps it up open, there's a blade at the end of it.
Why doesn't he just have a knife?
Because he can't.
Why doesn't he just have a short sword?
Why didn't he just have a robot mech?
Because it's Aiden
Pierce. Why didn't he just have a Gundam?
Because it's Aiden fucking Pierce, god damn it. Anyway, so yeah, keep in mind, you can die if your head is cut off.
Protect your neck.
As the sage said, yes.
Yep, but he is running back, blade in one hand, phone in another, and he just keeps backing up as fast as he can. At this point, we will go to... Oh, go ahead.
Hold on.
I was going to say we can go to Jonathan because just heard two gunshots.
I don't want to shoot at him because I have no firearm skill. I basically don't even know which end of the gun to hold. But what if I just, like, throw it at him really hard? What skill is that?
That would probably be strength and melee.
I don't have melee either. Damn. This is a useless thing.
You can break it over your knee.
Yeah, I'll do that in anger. Damn it, he's walking away slowly. I have no defense against this.
All right, so, Jonathan, you just heard 2 gunshots.
Yeah, okay, shit's popping off. Just for, like, bookkeeping purposes, how many chaff grenades do each of us get?
I'll say that there were 4 chaff grenades, so each of the PCs get 1, and then Luke also gets 1.
Alright, so, I will... I guess this place has to have, like, a stairwell or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll make my way inside. I don't particularly care about being seen on cameras at this point. I'll find the stairwell, and I'll just, like, go up a floor, open the first door I find, and, like, listen in to see if this is where shit is popping off.
Yeah, you definitely hear the sound of core snapping something. It sounds like it was made out of wood and metal, so probably a shotgun.
All right. And to be clear, is this... Because I know some warehouses are, like, it's a big open space in the middle and then, like, a series of catwalks. And sometimes it's like an office plan where every floor is completely cut off from every other floor.
This is more of an office plan.
Okay. So yeah, I'll huck my chaff grenade as far into the room as I can.
Okay. Go ahead. I don't even know what I'd have to roll.
Would I even need a roll to throw a grenade? It's not like I'm aiming at anything. It's a grenade.
Yeah, you're not really aiming at anything, and it isn't designed to be anti-personnel, so... Yeah, no, like, that just fucking works. I'll just say that it just fucking works.
Cool.
So yeah, there's a bunch of chaff that appears up in the air, and he curses, puts his phone away, and pulls out a crossbow, and on it there's a stake.
Okay.
Delicious.
Can he see me? Can I see him?
No, his back is turned... Well, you can see him. His back is turned to the door because he's backing up to towards it. So that way he can not break eye contact with Core. But he's probably going to shoot that stake at Core because he's very clearly the most dangerous threat right now.
Oh, thank you.
Why me?
Okay. Alright, time to do something I'm exceptionally shit at.
Okay.
Okay.
That just makes it funny.
So, So first of all, I'm going to rouse.
Okay.
I'm going to rouse for a bit of blood sorcery.
Okay. Just cool. So you know, this guy is an expert NPC, but the only reason I made him that is because he cannot rouse. He needs all the dice he can get to be a credible threat.
Okay.
He has 10 dice and shoot gun, which is literally the most a mortal can have.
Yes.
Yeah. So, my blood sorcery is online. Now I'm going to rouse to not be crap, or to, well, give myself an extra die at this move.
Okay.
I want to sneak up behind him.
Okay. Roll dexterity plus stealth. He's going to roll wits plus awareness.
Do I get any bonuses, or does he get any minuses for, like,
you
core?
Said he's, like, laser focused on me, right?
Yeah. I'll give him a minus one.
Thanks.
One?
Yeah.
That's all core is worth? Jesus Christ. That's another double zero from me, and I can't even beat a three, which is what he rolled.
Okay. He knows he's surrounded, at least. So he's going to attempt to push you out of the way, so that way he can have you both in his line of sight at once while still backing up. He's not going to try and hurt you. He's just trying to, like, shove you up against the wall so that way he can get past you.
Oh, he's getting closer to me, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the moment he is, like, making contact with me,
mm-hmm.
I want to spit in his face.
All right.
You've fallen into our carefully prepared trap. We failed those rolls intentionally.
All right, go ahead and roll whatever you need to roll. What does he get to roll to avoid this?
It's the same as avoiding a gunshot.
Okay, so
I'm essentially rolling
at point blank range.
Yeah, what's the dice penalty on avoiding
right,
a gunshot at point blank range?
I don't think there's a penalty. I think there's just a penalty for.
I don't think you are even allowed to roll to dodge unless you have cover.
No, you get to roll to dodge, but at a penalty. Hold on, I see it. Cover, no cover, concealment only, hard cover, entrenchment, murder hole. Doesn't say anything about doing it point blank. I'll give him a minus three. No, I'll make it minus four instead. For it being point blank and him not having any cover. So,
all right. Well, I definitely need every little bit that I can get here because I am rolling two dice.
God. Yep.
How many dice did he roll? Does he have on that roll base?
Base eight.
Jesus Christ. I might as well go home.
You try spitting in his face and he sort of dodges, and now he's going to try and push you out of the way. So, you can roll either strength plus brawl or dexterity plus athletics, or if you sell me on something else.
Two.
Three. So yeah, he manages to.
You know, could willpower that and conceivably beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see if I can willpower it. And we'll get two dice, but. Hey, both, actually.
Yeah, so he tries grabbing you, and you basically counter grapple him, and you keep him so that way, like, he's pinned between you and Core. Salem, you haven't gone in a while.
I have not. So just because I can do it for free?
Mm-hmm.
I am going to roll Dementation again.
Okay.
A three.
Three, and that's Intelligence plus Resolve?
Resolve.
Resolve, yes.
That's five.
God damn.
All right, is there anything else you want to do? You do have a gun.
I do have gun. I would like to shoot at he with gun.
At he with gun. All right, go ahead and shoot at he with gun.
Alright, dexterity plus firearms.
He's going to roll athletics plus dexterity at a minus four because he's currently grappled with somebody.
I get one success with my gun.
That's okay, he got five successes.
We're fighting fucking Batman.
I'm not sure how I feel about this guy.
Alright, so Luke is instead... Well, actually, no. Ashton gets a turn. Ashton's going to try and break out of the grapple. So he's going to roll strength plus brawl against Jonathan at a minus two. And then, Jonathan, you don't get any penalties because you are... Oh! He's going to willpower that. He's going to willpower that.
No, please.
Okay, cool. It's a tie now.
It's a tie. Ties do... if you want to spend willpower...
God, fucking he fine.
He can't spend any more.
It's the last session of the campaign. I might as well go all out here. Nope.
Nope, it's a tie, but... So, I'll say that... Neither of you make any meaningful progress. You're both sort of there and trying to struggle. Luke, meanwhile, is
can I have that willpower back then? Because if I had known that that was the result, I wouldn't have rerolled.
Okay, fair. If you had gotten a success, then you would have put him in a worse position for him, in a better position for you, in order to like do stuff against him.
Yeah, I would have just taken it. I would have taken a stalemate.
Okay. All right, you can have that willpower back. Luke, meanwhile, is going to try and shoot him with a shotgun.
I hope he doesn't hit Jonathan.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's a thing.
It's fine. Aiden Pierce is very wide.
Well, you're also a vampire. It would just suck. Actually, you know what? You're right. He will not try and shoot you. He does have a pistol, though. Like, he legit would have normal firearms as opposed to the fuck you are going to go kill the prince firearms. So he will shoot with a pistol, which does less damage, but won't hurt his friend. Aiden Pierce gets a minus two because he is... No, this is Luke. I'm still rolling for Luke. Luke rolled three successes, and that means... Dexterity plus athletics at a minus four, minus two because he's not in cover. And another further minus two because he's entangled with someone. Okay, so let's see. Pistol normally does.
What kind of pistol? Is it a heavy pistol?
Yeah, it's a heavy pistol.
I do believe that's plus three.
Gunshot. 9mm pistol, yeah. So he gets one success, so that's four. However, that turns... However, he has a four armor thing, so one, two, three. Oh, okay. Well, good news is...
Is Luke just gonna end this guy's life?
No. He would've...
That'd be really funny, actually, though. Like, I'd be totally down for it.
He would have, if it wasn't for the fact that he was wearing armor... So, Ashton Washington is going to start taking aggravated damage now. Thing is, he has not taken any yet. All right.
Okay, so, but that essentially means that we're
halfway
like
done.
Two-thirds of the way done. Actually, because he doesn't cut superficial damage in half anymore.
No, he never cuts superficial damage in half. Wait, hold on.
I swear that's a thing for everybody, just vampires.
No, it's not. It's a thing specifically for vampires.
Oh, okay.
Yep, vampires are just fucking tough. So then, the Fennec gets to go, and between the guy who just shot him with a pistol...
Wait,
and
I thought he just did a move trying to break out from me. I thought he just took his turn.
Yes, correct. Never mind.
I think it would be Kor's turn.
Yes, it is Kor's turn.
Okay, so if he's... currently grappling with Jonathan. That means he's not currently pointing a stake at me, right?
He's going to attempt to do it, even though he's going to get some pretty big penalties.
I like big penalties when they're not affecting me. I would like to attempt to give this man a great big bear hug.
Okay, just so you know, that would negate most of the penalties that he gets for this. So, if you want to give him a great debate hug.
Okay, then you know what? I'm going to disarm him first, then.
If it's a steak gun, it does not. If it's just a steak, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a steak gun. It's a crossbow that he's modified to shoot steaks.
Still not going with the original plan?
No, we are. I just... do it to it. I'm all for this. I just don't understand why you trading partners with me when you're bigger and stronger.
Because he's basically point blank.
No, that's not how it works, Colin. You take a -2 penalty to trying to use a ranged weapon in close combat.
Oh, okay.
Well, and you actually have to roll strength plus firearms instead of dex plus firearms.
Oh, okay. I mean, he's still going to
try to
do
it. There are a lot of rules in this book. I don't blame you for not knowing all of them.
Yeah.
When he's grappling with Jonathan.
Yes. So, do you want to trade partners?
I want to hold him still.
Yeah. Okay. Fucking take him from me.
All right. He's going to roll a strength plus brawl to try and get away, so that way this doesn't happen. He's going to roll at a -2.
And I'm rolling also strength plus brawl?
Yes.
Oh, here's the line, by the way, while Ape is rolling dice. Fists, kicks, and non-lethal weapons such as tasers do superficial damage to humans. Standard weapons do superficial damage to vampires.
Okay. Let's see. Can he beat that if he rolls a crit?
No. Oh, 4, 5, 6. He would tie.
Tie, which would basically be net zero. Yeah, let's try and tie that. He only gets re-roll one dice, though.
We established during the Sabbat combat that you deal one damage on ties anyways, but yeah, that's still a zero.
Yep, all right. So yeah, you've got him pinned closer, so he's going to try and shoot the thing at you. So it's strength plus firearms, you said?
At a -2.
At a -2. So
am I not literally holding his arms down?
There's like a brief moment when between trading partners that he's
just
going to
panic
take the
firing.
Shot. Yeah, just panic firing.
If they get more successes than their opponent, I'm looking at the grappling paragraph. They do no damage, but instead restrain the target, preventing them from moving and engaging other opponents. Though the target can still act against the grappler as normal.
Okay. I'm trying to think, because unless he rolls exceedingly well and you roll like crap, you know what, he would try it, because like he needs to he needs to deal at least +5. He needs to deal at least 5 damage to you in order to stake you properly. So I believe it's actually a -4, because he is making a called shot to your heart. Do rerolls have to be failures?
Does he have anything he can reroll? He only rolled 3.
He does. Yeah, that's why I'm asking. I'm asking if rerolls can only be failures, because if he rerolls the successes and gets another 10, that's a crit, which would
put him... That's a 10% chance of happening.
Yeah, that's a 10% chance of happening.
I'm trying to figure it out right now.
10% chance of happening versus...
Spending willpower to re-roll up to 3 regular dice in any dice pool, except when the rules specifically exclude willpower re-rolls.
Okay, so he's going to spend a willpower and try and re-roll one of those to turn one of them into a 10. Nope,
no.
He actually made his roll worse.
No. get shit on.
Get owned.
So... Core, I don't know if you, like, you couldn't possibly die from this, but it would deal one superficial damage to you if you just didn't want to dodge it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna fucking tank this. Fuck this dude.
All right.
Hey,
I'm got strength in the foot.
You've got him pinned.
Roll flat strength to thug him out.
Okay.
That's bad for him.
That's a tie.
I'm gonna roll.
That was to resist the gunshot damage.
Okay.
So
yeah, that was to resist gunshot damage.
Go in his favor.
Yeah. So it would negate
Colin
it. So
shouldn't
you don't
have
even
rolled
take,
there.
You don't. Yeah, I shouldn't have rolled there. I thought we were doing something. Okay. Anyway. So yeah, you haven't grappled.
Yeah. So if you mark superficial damage from the getting shot by the stake, unmark it.
I didn't. Thank you for the...
All right, so... What are you doing?
Well, he's pinned now, so... Plan can now actually happen.
Okay. Does that mean Salem is going to delay their turn so I can act?
I'll go after you, depending on how this goes.
Okay.
So I rouse again.
Success.
Cool. Good. I have to rouse every single time I use this move.
Yeah, so I know.
I'm spending my own
blood. It is one rouse per roll, I think, for this
yes.
power.
Okay. Now, if he's being held tight and cannot take any actions except against Kor, do I even need to roll to get my blood on him? I don't even have to, like, spit it. I can just, like, bite my hand and smear my hand on his face.
He will get a major penalty to try and avoid it, but, and I'll even give you an additional +2 to whatever you're supposed to roll. What does he get to roll?
I think this is you are deciding the rolls here, Colin, because okay. Kor has him grappled. I bite my palm so that scorpionated blood is just in my palm, and I just, like, it doesn't even necessarily have to be on his face. I'm just looking for a bit of exposed skin.
I just want
to touch a bit of exposed skin.
All right, yeah, go ahead. I'm not going to make you roll for that, then.
Okay, so I do it. So now comes the actual contest. It is, I roll strength plus blood sorcery. He rolls stamina plus occult.
Okay. He's actually fairly okay at that. Stamina plus occult.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm giving myself an extra die.
Hold on, before you roll, I am going to spend the willpower. I don't want you to think that I'm just going to spend the willpower just because...
Yeah, I getcha. Okay.
So I'm going to just re-roll that the 3 right now, because whatever you're doing, he would not want that. So you have to beat 6.
Fuck.
Oh!
Okay, well, that's 5, and I can re-roll 2. Please give me... Okay.
6.
So that's 6. So, we decided previously in the big Sabbat fight that...
Ties go to... The coach,
a tie deals even 1 damage.
Yes.
A tie deals a damage. Okay, so that is aggravated damage. I know he is taking that anyways, but it is automatically aggravated.
Okay.
And he is a mortal, so he immediately falls unconscious.
It's there in the rules.
Unless he's not immortal. Are you going to tell us he's a,
no,
a
he
mage
is immortal.
Or a shapeshift? Okay.
He is immortal. I'm trying to think.
Hold on. Oops, we derailed everything.
No, it's not that you derailed everything. I'm trying to think if there is a way that he can do what he honestly... would do.
Oh, does he have like a suicide bomb strapped to his heart or something?
No.
Cyanide tooth.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It says immediately.
It does say immediately. So I cannot.
It doesn't actually. Oh, it doesn't say immediately. It says a mortal who takes even 1 point of damage collapses unconscious.
Okay.
I've been saying immediately for dramatic effect.
Yeah, for some reason it was in my brain, even though I just literally copy-pasted it right there.
What I will do, then, in that case, I'm going to roll Dexterity plus Resolve, which is pretty good, but he needs to. It is a fairly high difficulty thing. So, to see if he realizes what's going on to bite down on the cyanide pill. This is going to be, for him, difficulty 5. And believe me, if he fails by enough to necessitate a willpower roll, he will be doing it.
How many more willpower does this guy have, out of curiosity?
2 more before he starts going into aggravated willpower damage, which he would spend. Okay.
I almost wish that I had tried to go before you did. Just to see if I could, I don't know, take those last points of willpower off.
So... He finally got 6. No, he would have started spending into aggravated willpower because his desire.
If he went into aggravated willpower, he would have a mental breakdown.
Oh, okay.
Also, for this role in particular, he would be at a -2. because all social and mental rolls are at a minus two when you are impaired.
Okay. All right. Hold on one second. Let me see if that would still make it a that would still give him five successes, because even if I took two dice away from either side, either left or right, it would still be knocking off one success and one failure.
Okay, now here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Salem has super speed right now.
I have super reflexes, at the very least.
Can you fucking stick your fingers in his mouth?
Can I?
Would you realize what's happening is the question.
Roll wits plus awareness to see if you can realize what's going on. It's going to be fairly difficult. I'll set the difficulty at 4.
Fuck it. Why not? Well, I might as well re-roll these. No.
Nope.
I'm completely fucking unaware of what is happening.
Nope. So, as the blood is smeared across his face, Kor, you hear a little bite down, and as he fades into unconsciousness, he goes,
"So I go to the kingdom of heaven, where angels will lead me to God, and he will smile, for I have done good in this world for him."
And he just starts convulsing and foaming at the mouth.
Not to like negate what just happened, but why did he think to do that? Does he know that scorpionated blood is a thing?
He felt himself going unconscious, and he knows you guys are vampires, and he would rather die before you drain his blood and turn him into a vampire.
That's
not like they were going to turn him into a vampire.
That's exactly how it works. Ape, you would have to drain him of all his vitae and then drop
and then put more blood in him.
Yeah. At which point
I'm just going to do the first thing.
Yes, but he wants to absolutely make sure you cannot do the second. Because it does
just
not work.
Just wants to make sure that he can't get turned, is
yes.
what it is.
Does cyanide actually affect vampires?
No. It's not supernatural.
It does add a nice acorn almond blood taste.
How much of a window is it?
Are you going to bring him back as a vampire just so you can kill him?
I'm thinking about it.
The way they have to die has to be drained of blood, cyanide.
Hold on.
Any other way?
Let me get myself put on a search on a watch list.
Wait,
how fast does
cyanide?
Hey, Colin.
Yeah.
Would feeding somebody vampire blood help them fight off the effects of cyanide? Since it's
3 minutes,
super
Colin.
Regeneration.
3 minutes.
All right. Can you drain this man of all of his blood before 3 minutes?
Would a ghoul be resistant to cyanide?
That's essentially what Chloe was asking.
Yeah, I'm re-asking the question.
It would have to be before the cyanide was taken.
Okay, can three vampires drain a man of all his blood? Well, two vampires.
Four vampires-ish.
Luke will help. I'm sure he would love to help.
No, he can't. He's a consensualist. That would be a stain on his humanity.
That's why I said two.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Can two vampires drain a man of blood in 3 minutes?
Depends how many knives I have.
If you don't mind hurting him, I think so.
Hold on,
explicitly do not.
I'm trying to find a page where it lists times. Because this is the one time I would follow that rule, because it's kind of important.
Yeah, you would want to look at the slaking hunger bit.
Slaking hunger? Hold on.
Harmful drink from human that risks death unless treated. One turn per hunger slaked.
He's got to have lost some blood already, too. I mean, he's been shot.
Yeah.
I mean, two vampires, one asshole.
Do you have to drink all the blood? Because could just like slit his carotid artery?
I mean, we're hungry.
They have to be completely drained of blood, like 100% for it to work. And the only way for that to work is to
I'm looking
drain
at
them.
Dialbre. because I think that's the closest.
I've read the lore from the beginning of the book, and it has to be completely 100% dry in there.
Like jerky?
Right, it has to be dry, but I'm just saying, like, if it was coming out the neck and also coming out the neck in a different way, wouldn't that just be faster? Can I get a bonus? God, I can't believe I have to say this out loud. Can we get a bonus if we, like, slip the dude's wrists or whatever?
The issue would be that you would, that there would still be blood in those particular areas.
I don't know.
Just so you know, if you turn this man into a vampire, he will 100% just fucking keep trying to kill you.
Well, no, see, there's going to be a brief period before he wakes up again where we can just rip his legs and arms off.
And we can do that now. We got 3 minutes.
That would also make sure he has less blood in him.
God, this is what every fucking vampire game turns into.
This is a horrible conversation.
This is exceptionally morbid, and I'm here for it.
I will say this right now. If you guys rip off this man's arms and legs, it will not be a stain on your humanity. You'll just straight up lose it.
I'm okay with that.
Jonathan, you would not have...
Bye-bye, humanity. I've already clicked it off.
Kor has zero humanity. Literally worse than Stankai somehow.
I'm at 6 humanity now.
Well, does...
I drink this man. I rip his arms and legs off, and I drink him as quickly as I can.
I drink your milkshake.
Okay. Hey, just so you are aware, he is already dead. You cannot slake that final hunger, Pip.
No, 3 minutes. I have 3 minutes.
No,
Google right. says so.
Okay, but I'm letting you know that in order to slake the final Pip, you have to kill the
That's
human.
Fine. Okay.
I thought you're doing that anyways.
No, he's already dead.
Yeah, wait, no, I kill him to... Dying. I kill him by drinking all of his blood.
Okay. Yeah.
The plan is still to turn him. They're just pre-incapacitating him by rendering him into a quadriplegic.
All right. Okay.
We just really want this to go some way other than die of cyanide pill.
But. Hold on. I need to think. Luke with 8 humanity and Jonathan with 9 humanity probably try and stop them from ripping up a dying man's limbs, I would think. So Luke
He's
is gonna
die anyway.
Luke's gonna be like, no. Good.
I told Kor already that he has carte blanche with this guy.
Yeah.
Alright. Luke then will be like, hey, like as you start like digging into one of the arms, he's like, hey, come on. Like, listen, he's a piece of shit, but, like, come on. We shouldn't sink to his fucking level.
Luke, I basically consider you a dog.
Wow.
He very shakily points his shotgun at you, and he's like, I won't let you do that to him. I'll let you kill him, sure, but not this. That's awful. It's an awful thing to do. And we're better than that. Kor, I need you to roll dexterity plus athletics at a -2. Because when you start laughing, he fucking shoots you.
All right. Beat a 5.
Yeah, he could potentially if he rolls willpower. And he has 5... No, he can't beat a 5. He gets a 4. So he shoots you, but you dodge out of the way.
Now it's my turn. Who's next?
Okay, so my question is, what clan is he coming back as? Malkavian or Nosferatu?
Oh, did I say I was helping? I don't know. I just figured I didn't think I needed to help considering all this fucking...
No. I'm saying, like, if you guys are gonna turn him, then, like, what clan?
Well, it's my thing, so Nosferatu, I guess. And I mean, it doesn't matter. He's not going to leave the building.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter for too long. I think he's going to exist for exactly as long as it takes for us to get information out of him, and then his head is leaving his shoulders. That's, I think, how this night is going to go.
Okay. Okay, so, God. I think the first thing that happens is gains a pip of hunger dice against, like, eventually his body starts mending, so that subdual damage that was still gone is...
Wouldn't he be crazy hungry because he's got no blood in him?
That's the point of giving him the vitae. That's what, I guess, makes him not a ravenous beast immediately.
Immediately. Like, you still... You're still hungry, so you still want to go eat, but it's not, like, it's controllable. And I'm going to say for 4 limbs being ripped off, he's going to have, like, 4 aggravated damage. So, an extra 4 aggravated damage. So he's at 5 out of 7, but eventually the non-aggravated damage heals, and his eyes flutter open, and he's like,
"Wakey, wakey, beautiful.
The fuck did you do to me? The fuck did you do to me?"
"Cyanide doesn't work fast enough."
Jesus Christ.
"He has nothing to do with this."
"He has everything to do with this."
"No kingdom of heaven for you."
Anyway, were you going to do something with this?
"But since you're here, why don't we have a little talk?"
"Got nothing to say to you."
I'd like to use compel.
Well, he's a vampire, so he gets to resist that now. Just straight up resist.
Dude is missing. Well, I guess he doesn't feel pain. Okay.
No.
I mean, okay. Well, I guess he gets to roll to resist compel.
Okay. What is the resisting?
Would you believe it is the one thing I don't have written down on this character sheet?
Intelligence plus resolve.
Oh, he's pretty good at this.
Oh, God. Yeah, he does have a fucking ridiculous amount of intelligence.
What's his willpower counter at?
7, or his total willpower is 7, but he has spent all but one of those.
Okay.
Well, luckily for me, I have almost the exact same amount of dice roll.
Well, you win.
Yeah, you do win.
Jonathan is surprisingly okay with this.
I told you that you could do it. I hardened my heart to this one particular bit.
I imagine you thought I would just, like, beat the shit out of him. Like, turn him into paste. I don't think you imagined this.
I don't know. I just imagine, I don't know, Jonathan just, like, walks off with Luke while we do this.
I was going to say that there would have been a point where, like, after you completed the ritual to turn him and he was coming back to consciousness, I would have escorted Luke from the building and left everybody to their own devices.
Anyway, yeah. I compel him and I say, "Yes, you do."
All right. Well, he does, but that doesn't stop him from spitting in Core's face.
Oh, no.
It's blood now, but eh.
Blooding in Core's face.
And it turns out he has 4 pips and blood sorcery.
Yeah, shouldn't we have to roll a character sheet?
If you're gonna rip off his head, I'm not going to.
Okay.
No, please. Make a character sheet for the quadriplegic vampire.
That would eventually heal. Anyway, so... what do you want to ask him?
We didn't actually discuss any questions.
I didn't think I'd get this far.
Are you a part of any organization? Tell me about them. What are their capabilities? Will more of them come here if you don't report in after a certain amount of time? Do you have anything set up to go off upon your death?
I mean, if there was stuff to go off upon his death, it would have happened a while ago.
Can I have your phone?
I mean, like, dead man emails and shit like that.
Oh, okay. So, if anybody wants to ask those questions in character. Yeah.
Who do you work for? Are they going to come find you?
You didn't give him a chance to answer the first thing.
Sorry.
Well, we're not exactly being polite to the man.
The Society of Leopold.
Okay. What is the Society of Leopold?
We want to rid the world of you.
Us?
Blasphemous creatures.
All the of term, them. Not that it matters, is kindred.
You've told me what they want, but what do they do? What are they?
I believe your kind. Because he's not going to cop up to it.
I believe your kind have a term for what the FBI and the CIA have turned into. The Second Inquisition. You ever wonder why it's called the Second?
Yes, I'm aware of what the Inquisition is, thank you.
Yeah. It was us.
Is anyone going to come look for you once you're dead?
No, we mostly operate independently.
So then there's no headquarters to report to?
No.
Oh, I was going to, like, nail him into a box and send him back. Just as a final, to like, one last fuck you to this dude.
It's funny, because when he gets there, they probably kill him.
Yes, that's the idea.
Is there any way to identify your members?
No.
Damn, and here I was hoping they all wore like a fucking pin on the lapels, like asking me about my secret society.
No. The Society of Leopold has an iconic cap that you can identify them with.
You can buy it on Etsy for $49.99.
So their shirts all say Leopold was right. Actually, okay, like actual thing. I've picked up this phone and I'm just like fiddling with it.
Did they give you this marvelous little bit of technology?
No, I got it from another friend.
Who is this friend?
His name was Daniel.
Was?
I killed him.
Wow.
Saves us the trouble then. I'm sure there's a heartbreaking story there, but I don't actually care.
Ask him about any dead man who says he might have set up.
Wait. Is anything going to happen with you dead? Dead men emails? Switches?
No. Nothing like that.
Well, he probably would have sent up, like, something to tell, like, hey, the rest of the society that I am part of. If I die in Chicago, come fucking kick Chicago's ass.
Please burn Chicago down. Again.
Again.
Same for like the eighth time. Cow.
Yeah, but they're decentralized. They probably don't have a fucking mailing list.
There's probably like dead drop locations where they communicate to each other and people just like check them occasionally.
Yeah.
Do you have any places where you're storing your belongings other than this warehouse?
No.
Are there any passwords that you can tell us that would let us get into your files?
Need to fucking Google Aiden
password one.
His name now.
Swordfish.
Password.
But the two S's are replaced with dollar signs. And the O is a zero.
Password is pizza.
Alana.
Like, there's capitalization.
Let's not get into that bit.
Here, let me get you a pen and paper so you can write it down.
Anyway, he'll give you the spelling, but it's basically just password version of a female's name.
Love, Mom. Any more questions anyone can think of that we're going to ask this guy that we're going to kill?
I guess just like the blanket, is there anything else we would want to know that you can tell us?
Yeah, sure. How about, is there anything that we should know that we would want to ask you?
No.
Just out of curiosity, why Chicago?
It's where everything started for me.
Wow, I bet there's a really detailed backstory there. But I don't care, and I represent.
All right, yeah. I'm not going to make you roll. He literally can't resist. He has no arms. You could say he's armless.
Nope. You could, but you shouldn't.
That joke has no legs to stand on.
I gotta really hand it to
cut
you.
Cut all of this out.
No.
Well, I for one feel a lot better.
I hope that was cathartic for you, Cor.
It was, Cor, actually. Cathartic. It really was. I liked my nameless gaggle of ghouls. Well, okay. Actually,
they didn't have names?
No, they definitely had names. I named them.
Yeah.
I don't remember what any of the names were, but I named them.
I actually
That's
did.
That's Biggie Smalls. That's Mr. Biggums.
That's Smally Biggs.
No, I get what Chloe was doing there.
No, let me write that. I actually did like my ghouls. They were sort of like my family. So I was a little bit upset when they died. And I feel like I've sufficiently avenged them.
As long as you're satisfied.
Also, he did threaten my great-great-grandson. And I only have one of those.
I wasn't aware you had a grandson.
I do. He's a doctor.
Or a great-great one. A
surgeon, actually.
That's very impressive.
So, completely unrelated bystander, this guy was totally willing to kill. So, he's a dick.
I guess being good with your hands runs in the family.
I'm sort of like a reverse surgeon, yes.
I think the word for that is butcher, Cor.
Oh, no, that's an artistry. I just kind of...
Please. If you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Butcher's
That's a load of bullshit,
This is
actually.
A calling.
That, they say that. It's a load of bullshit. Don't believe it. It just makes you hate the thing you love.
Anyway, what's Jonathan doing with Luke while this is all happening?
Time for the characters that aren't fucking monsters to talk to each other.
I'm just sort of looking at him. Like, I brought him all the way outside the building across the street. I got him out of his flak jacket. Took his gun from him and just, like, laid them on the floor. I didn't, like, huck them onto the nearest rooftop so he didn't have access. I just, like, got him out of combat mode. And now I'm just kind of, like, checking him out. How's he doing?
He is basically staring daggers at the, at the building. And then he eventually says, after several moments of rather uncomfortable silence, not sure which one's the bigger monster in there now. You asked me last night, 100%, I would have said it was Ashton. Don't know anymore.
Yeah. Cor isn't Cor is what I was talking about the last time we had a real talk. When I say that we let our condition be an excuse to be our worst possible selves. It's a lot easier when you can do stuff like that, when you could just dismember a person.
No offense, I don't want to be in the same car as him, so when you guys are ready to leave, I think I'll just get a taxi instead.
You know, not that I don't appreciate the guy, but I kind of feel the same way. Want to just call him together, hang out?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, try and decompress.
He goes over, he grabs the stuff that you took off of him and just, like, puts them in the car. And, he says, they can leave their weapons behind. They can take the taxi.
I'm confused as to what he's saying.
He's saying he's stealing Kor's car.
Oh. No, I, like, actually go over. I, like, get in front of him, get between him and the car, put my hands on his shoulders, and I say, Luke, don't test him tonight. Please. For me, please.
I mean, like, my house is, like, way on the other side of the city, and his is only a couple blocks away, but that's what I was getting at. But okay, yeah.
Okay.
He can literally walk up if he wants to.
No, I'm just saying, don't steal Kor's car.
Yeah. Yeah. He will put his flak jacket and his gun in the trunk of Kor's car, though, so that way he can come back for it later. And then he starts walking towards the street and to call a cab for you guys. And then he just happens to look at his phone and he's like, oh, 1203.
Huh. Well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. This is a good Christmas present, knowing that this is all over until Montanaro gets back and takes back what he thinks is his.
Well, depending on time frames, it might be over for me sooner.
What do you mean?
So, remember how I told you that I have suddenly acquired a very strong reason to start looking for a cure to our medical condition?
Yes. He's not going to correct you in thinking and saying that it's probably not a medical condition.
I'm going to continue to insist on it. Well, that motivation is, I have until Valentine's Day to come up with evidence that I have a plan, at least. Or the Second Inquisition is coming back.
Well, at least we have warning this time.
Yeah, and, hey. I know that I had you on that one project of trying to, you know, reconfigure blood to give vampiric longevity and nothing else. How do you feel about multitasking?
I'm pretty good at it.
Because I gotta be real here, Luke. When I made that promise to that guy, I was kind of talking out of my ass. I don't have a much of an idea for a starting point, but I mean, I know it's probably a bit of a sore subject for you considering how a lot of people regard it, but your existence is, it feels like the start of a cure to me. You represent that hope to me, and I want you on board if you're willing to be on board.
Yeah, I don't see myself doing anything better with presumably eternity.
Well, it won't be if we have our way.
Well, I'm just saying, We have a long time to figure it out.
Yeah. I'm waiting for them to come out. I do need to say a couple words for them before we take off.
Okay. Alright, and then we will allow the timelines to now converge.
You know, Dog was a little harsh. I should have gone with Mascot.
I don't think...
I'm actually going to get in Kor's face. Kor?
Alright. I understand that was probably not what you were considering when we made our bargain.
I resolved myself to allow you to whatever awful garbage you had in your heart. So, no. It was disgusting, but I made peace with it nights ago. So, don't feel like you need to justify that to me, I guess. All I'm gonna say is, don't ever talk to Luke like that again.
Well, he did shoot at me, so I'll consider us even. And I doubt he'll want to talk to me after this. But
he doesn't. He was going to steal your car, actually. Just kind of ditch you guys here. Doesn't want anything to do with you.
I'm feeling pretty good right now, actually, so I'll let that one slide.
Oh, you were going to let it slide either way.
Fine. I'll leave Luke alone. I won't talk to him again. I didn't really associate with him in the first place. He's more kind of your thing.
Friend is the word.
Right. That's the word, yes.
It's not cute when you do that, Kor.
Alright. Fine. On the table, I really did care for my ghouls, and I was quite a bit upset. I was really... I don't show it, but I do still have emotions. And... I probably shouldn't have done that, but I really wanted that guy to suffer.
Again, your actions towards him, I have washed my hands of, so don't feel like you need to justify yourself to me.
But you are right, and Luke didn't deserve that. He's a good kid, and he doesn't deserve a lot of things. But I think he does deserve to be happy. So I'll leave him be. I won't speak to him again. And if at all possible, he'll never see me again.
Alright. I suppose an apology would be too much to ask for.
I doubt he'll want to talk to me, but pass it along that I am sorry that I called him a dog.
Sure. Salem?
Yes?
Doing all right?
Just have a lot of things to think about.
Oh, that's right. We did find out, he was part of an organization.
Yeah, we should debrief in a couple of days, I think. It's past midnight. I have somebody I need to call back home. And I point at Luke, and I've got someone waiting for me to get into a cab. So let's have important conversations later.
Wait, is Luke actually in the room, or is he still outside?
He's outside. Like, I thought you guys, like, walked outside. Like, this
you
conversation
like a cab waiting
started...
or something, Robbie.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything that requires immediate action anyway. It can wait.
This is going to be like really awkward if we were talking like this right in front of him.
No. We were like across the street and down a few slabs of cement, and I met you guys at the door. So, we'll meet up in a couple days, debrief, and I guess go from there. Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas to you.
Santa comes and obliterates everyone who doesn't have humanity 8 or lower, or higher.
Oh no.
My hubris. Well, it was only 7 to before, so it wasn't.
Yeah.
It didn't.
Yeah, no, it was like you weren't gonna. All right, no. Jokes aside,
I've not been on the nice list for a long time.
It's just what I've always wanted, Santa, a new humanity dot.
Wow, it's revenge.
Oh, homicide.
horrific.
Anyway.
So I'll shake hands with my coterie and go join up with my friend.
Tell Luke I said Merry Christmas. If you don't mind.
Yeah, I'll pass it on.
Luke, Merry Christmas, and sorry you got called a dog.
I mean, I'm not going to be flippant about it, but when I do get back over to him, on the car ride home, I will say, Cor figured you didn't want to hear it from his mouth, but he does apologize for what he said, at least.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting.
Just trying to sail him.
So, you still need a ride, right?
I mean, I'm not above riding in a cab, but sure, if you're offering.
On the cab ride down, I call Anna, tell her that the city is clear, she can come home first chance she gets.
She is going to basically get the first flight out of LA into Chicago that she can.
Planes run on Christmas?
Of course they do.
Yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure. I think they do?
They definitely do.
They definitely do? Okay. So yes, she will be there by the time you wake up 2 hours early on Christmas evening.
Nice. If he let me, I would have stayed over day at Luke.
Oh, okay.
Luke's place.
Yeah. He would have let you.
And I would have told Anna that's where I was staying the day.
Luke's place actually has a nice little Christmas tree. It's one of those tiny fake ones that are, it's not even like 2 feet tall. It's like you put it on like a coffee table or something, and there's like a couple small presents like gathered around it. So Luke and Milad celebrate the holidays, because Milad is definitely not Christian.
I mean, don't gotta be Christian to celebrate Christmas.
No, true, but they say the holidays in their house. Mostly because Luke doesn't really believe in God anymore. So anyway. It's complicated. Point is, they celebrate.
I cook a nice Christmas dinner for the 3 people who can eat it.
Oh, okay, yeah, because Anna's coming back. I was like, Luke actually can't eat food. But no.
Need to teach him how to do that.
It's literally a merit. You can't just... I guess you could if you just spend the experience on it.
Have you considered just being able to eat food? Like, you consider just not puking it all up?
You still gotta puke it all up. It's just that you get a chance to enjoy it first. Anyway, what do the other two do?
Well, not Christmas morning, but I do believe I have a Christmas dinner lined up with somebody.
Yes, you do. What was her name again?
I forgot her name!
Oh, no!
Hold on. I literally have the recording of episode 1 on my computer still. Let me just go take a look at it.
Okay.
Ape, stall for time.
What does Cord do Christmas evening?
Did I ever actually deliver that nice pen?
You did, but I also imagine that Kor probably just like looks through the window and secondhand enjoys Christmas with the family, even though he literally cannot interact with them.
That's heartwarming, but also sad. Melancholy? Is that the word?
I think melancholy is the word for it.
It's chart-warming.
No, that's what you do on the toilet.
I didn't hear any of what just happened because I was listening to it.
You missed exactly nothing of worth.
You missed nothing.
Business as usual.
Yep.
Anyway. Yes. Christmas dinner with Teresa Holland.
Yeah. And she enjoys your company. There's a nice big dinner that you eat and then occasionally have to excuse yourself to the bathroom to vomit up 10 minutes later. But hey, you make a solid effort. A+.
Yeah, almost. I definitely use Blush of Life to look less like a walking corpse.
I'm not going to make you roll for it. It's literally
I would have refused to roll for it anyway.
All right. So that concludes a pain that I'm used to. Everybody gets 15 experience points, including Luke.
Hooray, I can finally take Ghost in the Machine.
And back up to 24 experience.
No, I can have 26.
And
I'm at 32. I can actually get my blood sorcery up to 5 now.
Huh. And the next time we revisit these guys, because I was not planning on running a third one of these, but now I really want to see what happens with the Anarchs basically having to try and keep control years later. The next time we revisit them, it will be 2022? I hope COVID will be done by 2022 at some point. Please let COVID be done by 2022.
Look forward to us recording it in 2022.
Yeah, probably.
You know,
but yeah.
Turning a person into a vampire without the express permission is a really big violation, and the Camarilla would absolutely kill Kor for it. But hey, there's no more Camarilla anymore.
Well, here's the thing. There is only 4 witnesses. Actually, technically, there was only 2 witnesses. You only talked about it. There's no way that Luke could prove that you actually did it. So there's that. And you killed him immediately. So.
And we did do it to get information against. Well, I did it because fuck that dude. But
you did
Salem,
do it because fuck that dude.
Yeah, seriously, fuck that dude. I deny you the kingdom of heaven. Fuck you.
He wouldn't have gone to heaven anyway.
Definitely knows that.
He definitely knows he's not getting into heaven now. But also, he wouldn't have been going to heaven in the first place. He 100% murdered a lot of people.
He was willing to kill a completely innocent surgeon just because of who he was related to.
Yup.
He's not a great dude.
No. It turns out Aiden Pierce is kind of trash. Who would have thought it?
Yeah. Aiden Pierce, bad man. News at 11.
We did just get information that the first Inquisition is still around.
Kind of. Like, older vampires know that the first Inquisition still technically exists, but they are way less of a threat than they were back when it was at their height, and even before the second Inquisition started. Because Society of Leopold is actually a thing that shows up in Bloodlines. There's a weirdo, like, older guy who, like, you have a really annoying boss fight with. He's Society of Leopold.
Huh.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
That whole level sucks, and that guy sucks too.
Yeah. Yeah, he fucking
does. He also have like three jackets and a hat?
No. He just has like a fucking duster.
Oh, he's just fucking Van Helsing.
He's Van Helsing.
Yeah, you have to fight him in an insane asylum.
You first meet him in the insane asylum. You have to fight him like in an underground dock or something after you finish the sewer level, and the sewer level's just trash.
Because it's a sewer level. You don't have to say the sewer level is trash. It's just assumed.
I would say that Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines has the worst sewer level in video game history.
Yes.
Anyway, we were talking about other things.
Anyway, but yeah, look forward to a post-COVID vampire game coming eventually. I have no idea when I'll run it. But
don't make promises you can't keep, Colin.
Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next time. Good night.
Whoa.
Good night, Folkstone.
Sleep tight. Don't let the vampires bite.
Whoa.
Unless you're into that.
Oh no, I hope somebody doesn't come and bite me in my extremely exposed neck. It would really suck if a vampire just came and bit me in my supple neck that's exposed.
How many times Wolfhack get referenced?